This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying.
Beloved Fanny Crosby is the writer of this song. She was asked to speak to a group of people about her life. During her talk, she had an overwhelming sense that someone there had strayed from their mother and her teachings. She pleaded that if there was one who had strayed, to come see her. A young man of 18 came and told her that he had promised to meet his mother in heaven, but he wasn't saved. Fanny led him to the Lord that night. She went home and couldn't get the thought of rescue the perishing off of her mind. She wrote the entire song that night, and the next day, William Sloan wrote the music. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save.
Rescue the perishing.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, welcome to Tuesday.
Which feels like a Monday.
I know.
I know. I had to correct myself early this morning and then realize, oh, just start to your week. No, most people started yesterday.
Yeah, it's fun.
You could say start to the work week, I guess, for some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for some of us, it's the start to the work week. A lot of people had the weekend off. And hope everyone enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good day, and we enjoyed a good day around here, and had a great day on Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. And but man, did the sky opened up, sure. And rain fell in buckets yesterday.
We've had this particular pattern, mm-hmm. And I mentioned it last week. About the fact that, you know, it's not quite time, mm-hmm. yet for dog days, that we always called them,
yeah.
Toward the end of summer, you know. But it's still a little early for that, but we are in that repetitive, kind of forecast, and we're watching it. Matter of fact, as I glanced over there, it was pretty clear earlier on the radar, but now mm-hmm. we're starting to see these little pop-up thunderstorms that are beginning to come in out of the southwest, and even some out to further to our west in Tennessee. But still, they did unload over the weekend. I was mentioning to you, we had I don't know what happened at church Sunday afternoon, but man alive, I mean, it was, the Lord was speaking, no question about it. And we, I don't know whether it was a tree or a transformer or whatever, but we had a huge lightning strike near the church. And I literally, people that were there thought that it had actually struck the building, and we smelled smoke and let kind of electrical smell, you know. Yeah. And so we thought, it's pouring the rain, and we're trying to search and see whether it hit the steeple, did it hit the power poles, anything like that. But it must have been really, really close, because we saw the orange and red fireball something.
That was close.
So
to see that.
Very, very scary. Yeah. I mean, it was, and like you said, the sky unloaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it unloaded in a big way.
Here in Pisgah Forest and / Etowah Horseshoe neighborhoods, it was in the afternoon, and it just started as a little bit of light rain, and then all of a sudden, it really got on. And 1.7, I think that was what...
I think I wrote 1.63 is what it ended up being, close to it. So yeah, 1.63 is what we took in yesterday, just in that short period of time. But you said it must have come down like major.
It did.
In a hurry.
The culverts, you know, the drainage ditches couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
And coming by the golf course, we were here yesterday morning and in the afternoon, went home for a little bit and came back. But on the way back, you could see it was out in the road.
Wow.
It just couldn't handle it. So we had pop-up. It destroyed a pop-up tent. It just imploded on itself. But we've got the potential, let me just say it that way, for tomorrow night.
Right.
That's what they're saying, is the National Weather Service said, and this is their verbiage, a cluster of loosely organized thunderstorms may enter the forecast area, which is us, Wednesday night.
Okay.
Some of these storms will be capable of producing damaging wind gusts and small hail, and will be capable of producing dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning and extremely heavy rainfall.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Yeah.
Ta-da.
I don't know. Well, we'll see. That's tomorrow night. Now, this afternoon, we may see some of those, again, storms popping up like you're talking about.
Yeah.
And why do they call them dog days?
Somebody's going to have to enlighten me. Because I'm sure that they're, I don't want to get it wrong, but I wasn't too far off on the date. Thank you for the caller that just sent a text message in, or the caller, and we got a text from Ms. Christie said, so I wasn't off too far on the dates.
Yeah, you're right.
But man, if we're starting this early in July,
because
it started out July 3rd, and here we are. Usually, I thought that they came a little bit further into the month of July. It runs through August the 11th, according to the almanac, the Farmer's Almanac.
And maybe that same person could tell us.
Yeah, maybe somebody if somebody out there want to text us at 577-1296, you know, what is the purpose? What is the name?
Why do they call it Dog Days?
Dog Days. Yeah, dog Days of Summer.
There's bound to be a reason.
There's got to be a, I mean, yeah. I'm sure there's probably several different explanations, but maybe there is a legitimate one or scientific one or something. I don't know. But hey, we'll take it, whatever folks want to send us.
So we're in the Dog Days.
Yes, we are.
And
have you ever watched lightning in slow motion?
I've seen
the videos. It's incredible. Well, what gets me is that in the forecast, they put it, you know, whether there's cloud to ground lightning versus ground to cloud lightning.
Lightning will run up.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen it in slow motion? You'll see
it. Apparently, then I've not seen that.
You ever watch that? If you do it in extreme slow motion, you'll watch it that when the positive charge comes up from the ground or the negative charge, and at the moment when they meet, I know this from science class.
Oh.
The idea is that obviously the more energized the atmosphere is, the more positive energy that's in the air, it has more energy to reach the ground faster. But it has to have that negative charge coming up from the ground, and you can watch it. It'll start, and it'll almost reach the ground, and then there's a negative. You'll see it. A lightning bolt that comes from the ground. Oh, and when they meet, that's that explosion you hear. That's the thunder
Well, how about
that you
that?
Hear. And it's pretty amazing.
I'll have to, because no, it I've
is pretty that. It is pretty amazing to watch this. So depending on how far up, you can watch it trail up from the ground till it meets that charge coming down. It is it's fascinating. Yeah.
A video of it would be fine, but I am not one of those that ventures outside to watch it lightning.
Yeah.
You know, some people are very intrigued by that and it doesn't bother them. I'm not like that, you know, uncontrollable reactionary fear to lightning, but I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
And there were several of us, we were in outside yesterday evening and the storm was coming, but we were trying to stay out for some things. And I'm like, wow. I was like, I'm all for the group plan, but I was thinking rapture, not all of us getting hit.
I mean, when you're standing outside and it hits close enough to where you feel the hair stand up on your arms, to where the air becomes energized enough, you know that it's way too close.
Yeah,
you're standing in the wrong place. Mm. Okay, our caller says it's called Dog Days because the dog star, Sirius, appears on the horizon for the first time of the season.
There you go.
There we go. Well, now we've all been educated today.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, do dogs like...
It's a serious dog.
It is. That's what we're going to call it.
It's the
dog named Sirius.
A dog star. It's a star.
And we are Sirius.
Named Sirius.
Yeah, because that's...
And I'm not kidding you. Yeah. So, hey.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know that.
Called in.
How about that?
In Colombia... I saw the pictures of the flooding there yesterday.
Yeah.
It rained so hard in Colombia and flooded so quickly that there was a couple of motorists that had to be rescued.
Mm.
I mean, it was up over their cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then it didn't have anything to do with the weather, but kind of another interesting thing over the weekend in Swain County over on Highway 74, a small plane.
Yeah, I put that in the news today.
I thought I heard you talking about
it. It's incredible, yeah.
And it was fine. The pilot just said his engine stalled out and he had to put it down, and he landed it on the highway.
No crash. He just landed it on the... And a good thing is Highway 74 is not that majorly crowded over in Swain County.
Yeah.
But it is kind of hilly. I mean, it kind of rolls with those mountains over there. So, I mean, that take a lot of skill.
Yeah.
To be able to set it down on a four-lane highway and near a bridge and got it stopped before it got to a bridge.
Yeah, couldn't have happened any better. It was textbook in an emergency situation.
I'm glad it was Highway 74, not I-26.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine trying to dodge the barriers on I-26
and
try to land a plane, especially right there next to the airport?
I don't know that that'd be possible.
Kudos to the pilot.
Yeah, bless.
Yeah.
And also kudos to emergency service personnel over the weekend.
Yeah.
They had... around the country, there was so much going on, when you read it. But there was a bomb threat at Brevard College.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about that, too.
Yeah, sure did.
And yesterday morning, about 10 o'clock, I guess, and they had posted that they were responding to a situation, and they asked folks to stay clear of the area.
Yeah.
And they went in and did their sweep and all the checks and balances, and they didn't find anything.
Yeah.
But I think Asheville, there was also, maybe in downtown, there was also something else going on there. So.
Well, they had a couple of call-ins for explosive devices near Biltmore and Patton Avenue.
Okay.
Late last night. That got called in, for these. And, of course, I think a lot of this copycat stuff going on where they're trying to disrupt the activities for the 4th of July. Yeah. And, of course, our hearts are saddened, with the gun violence going on. And let me just stop myself right there. In these situations, the gun did not make itself available by itself and carried itself up a set of steps to a rooftop. It didn't happen. And so I think we got to get away from the term and do it right.
Yes.
The fact that it's not a gun was used to create violence, but the gun does not operate by itself.
No.
And so someone with an evil mind took a weapon, whether it was a gun, or a, it could have been an explosive device, could have been a bag of fertilizer, or a vehicle,
yeah,
or anything, and created mm-hmm. chaos and death.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in several instances over the weekend. And so our hearts would go out to those that are, you know, that are grieving.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, as I mentioned, you know, a few weeks ago, it's the instantaneous availability of news. And it's just, I mean, it's just like right now, everyone, we're so interconnected with social media that you don't have to really rely upon a news source anymore because of the instant video access
yeah.
to everything that's going on in our world. And so, again, it just saddens us. But, and you know,
and the law enforcement officers that were shot.
Yeah, they had two Philadelphia police officers. Thankfully, they were released from the hospital today.
That's good.
So that we praise the Lord for that. You know, but it's just sad,
yeah.
you know, that in a time when we should be celebrating what's right,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned this on Friday, what's right with America, and there is a lot right,
yeah.
That we should be celebrating, but then it gets tainted.
It does.
But things like that. So again, hope everyone enjoyed the weekend, hope they enjoyed the fireworks and got to celebrate our nation's 245th birthday.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I had a question, and hopefully somebody who's listening can answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Did Brevard, were they able to do their fireworks, or did they move it to a rain date?
I don't know.
Because it was yeah. kind of hit and miss in the area. And so could somebody let us know, 577-1296,
yeah,
if you want to text that to us. And because I had someone ask me, and I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
will tell you something I found, and, you know, I talk about sunscreen. I found something that worked good, you know, a bullfrog. I don't even know if they still make that brand, but that was our brand of choice for a while. But bug spray or insect repellent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's, there's certain blood types that actually mosquitoes, certain people get bit more than others.
Right.
And our youngest daughter, Eden, is a bug magnet. Man,
yeah.
she is. So we have tried every kind of repellent and device known. And we stumbled upon something called Ranger Ready.
Ranger Ready.
Ranger Ready. And we ordered it online, but they do have it at some area department stores. But it works.
Oh, wow.
We used it when we went on vacation a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the lake and we were sitting outside a lot of evenings, which is the time that they really, you know, will go for dinner or breakfast time in those early morning hours. But we were out all times of the day and we came home with no bug bites.
How about that?
For a week.
That's incredible.
So it's called Ranger Ready. It's got a couple of different scents available. We did the orange, and then maybe they've got one called Amber something and one called Midnight something another.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does work.
Cool.
So, and they say that it's safe for expecting moms, which is good, and also children a year and older.
Okay.
I don't know of really anything other than maybe essential oils that I would
put on a child
younger than a year old.
Yeah, my youngest, my two grandsons, the younger of the two, he gets them mm-hmm. real bad. I mean, he just welts up, looks like he's got the measles when
yeah.
he gets them. I mean, it's incredible.
Some people
are very sensitive
yeah.
to it. Yeah, and so,
but this
so
Ranger
maybe that would
ready.
Work for him. Ranger Ready.
Yep, and you only have to, unless you're, you know, kind of water, around the water, like
yeah.
swimming or something, just one time. And we were extremely
That's a catchy
pleased.
Name, too.
Yeah.
Ranger Ready. What about that?
It kind of sounds like a kids club.
Yeah.
But nope, it really does work.
Cool.
So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Excellent.
Well, let's see. We've got Vacation Bible Schools coming up, and I don't know if we have any this week.
I don't think we got any going on this
but
week.
But y'all have Vacation Bible School next week?
Starting Sunday night, yeah, next
okay.
week. Yeah.
So that's at Crossroads.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think we've got, let's just go ahead and kind of grab
okay.
these.
Yeah. You got
Carson's
that?
Creek
yeah.
is going to have Vacation Bible
School. They start
school
the same night we do, yeah.
Starting on the 10th, and then they'll go, that's at 5:30, and then Monday through Wednesday at 6. What times?
Ours starts from 6 to 8. Yep.
6 to 8 every
yep.
night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All yep. right. And then I was trying to look and see other things. We know that we've got the Monta Vista camp meeting.
Yep. And there's also, isn't there a youth event this Wednesday? Is it this Wednesday?
It's the 13th.
So that'd be this coming Wednesday. No.
the fall.
Next week. Yeah. So the same week of Bible school. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's going on next Wednesday.
At New Hope.
At New Hope. That's right.
And then Greer Camp Meeting continues.
This week. Yeah.
7:30 all week long. And they've got different preachers, if I understand it correctly. Mm-hmm. They had a big day yesterday.
Yeah.
And they started early, but they'll start tonight through Friday night, 7:30.
Yeah, it's camp meeting season.
It is. It is. Western North Carolina camp meeting's coming up. It'll start on the 10th.
Yep, that's right.
Sunday night.
Yep.
This coming Sunday, 6
yeah.
o'clock, and then go Monday through Friday nights at 7:30 there in the Candler area. Got a great lineup of preachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Midway, got to talk to Brother Ricky Lee, and they are going to have a big Saturday VBS.
Okay.
It's going to be on July 16th. And it'll be from 10 to 2, and he said they've got a great lineup of activities, of course, Bible stories, games, crafts, snacks. You can't miss the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's for K-4, age K-4 through 6th grade.
Cool.
So that's at Midway Bible Baptist Church, again, July 16th, a special Saturday afternoon or Saturday VBS from 10 to 2,
yeah.
K-4 through 6th grade.
I've done those too. We've done it either way. We've done it all week long, and then, of course, we've done them on a Saturday before. It's pretty neat. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and the different formats.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. Yeah.
And I know some families that kind of plan their summer from VBS to VBS.
That's right.
And nothing wrong with that at all. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have several other announcements in Carolina calendar. We got camp meeting coming up at Wolf Creek the end of July, 1st of August.
Is that going to be like, that's going to be like one of their first, if I'm not mistaken. Brother Allen's started that?
Yeah, they've had it.
Yeah.
This may be the second, third year. I can't remember, but they've...
It's kind of took off a little bit.
It has.
Yeah.
And they've got a great lineup of seasoned men of God that are going to be preaching. And then the Raines family and evangelist Byron Fox, they've got a special music weekend planned coming up the end of the month.
Okay.
And it's going to be at Bethel Calvary Baptist Church in Taylor's. And what they're going to do is they're going to do a hymn sing on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
The 29th at 7 o'clock. And I'm assuming that's just going to be like Gerald Wolfe's hymn sing.
I don't know if they're thinking about it, but, you know, it'd really be nice if that got recorded.
I would,
just putting a bug somewhere. If Brother Doug, if you're listening, you know, just kind of get that recorded a little bit, you know.
And let us have
a copy. Man, just saying.
Yeah, we'd love it, and they want folks to come.
That's a big production. That's a big to do, but yeah. Just stick some mics out there in the crowd and just, because I'm going to tell you something, I get blessed.
Oh, yeah.
I get blessed by listening to those, and it's just amazing to hear all the different parts come in.
Yeah.
And I love it. There's one, I always love listening to it, when they do the one, I think it's at Indian Trail, and Brother Gerald has them sing, the ladies just do the middle verse of Blessed Assurance,
mm-hmm.
and just the ladies sing that part. And I'm telling you right now, all those alto voices coming in, it rings the rafters. Not to say the guys don't do a good job, they do, but it's always good to hear a good choir, congregational song, you know, and I'm a big fan of it. I push it at our church big time. It's just a blessing. So I'm glad they're doing something like this.
Yeah, and that's going to be on Friday night, and everybody's welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, the 30th, from 9 to 3, they're going to do a special choir workshop.
Yeah.
And they say that you'll be leaving with some songs that you can take back to your church and sing on Sunday.
Yeah.
And there you can register for the choir workshop at therainsfamily.com. And there's a fee, but that registration cost includes lunch.
Cool.
So it'll be a great day. So that's coming up again the end of July. And it's really odd to even be talking about the end of July.
I know it. Just one thing too here. I know a lot of churches. I know some pastor friends of mine that they do struggle with having musicians, and they'll be without a piano player for a while or whatever. And Miss Natalie, on her music page, has probably no doubt these songs that they're going to be doing probably have a lot to do with her arrangements, and she makes those available, Maybe you need to have some music, some congregational songs that you could play for your church.
Kind of have your piano and music in a box, if you want to sing along.
Yeah, and then you could actually do congregational music, mm-hmm. you know, as it was intended. And because she does a great job. And so maybe you can avail yourself of that stuff and maybe attend this. You can get that information and, you know, help your music program out. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying from a pastor's point of view, good music will obviously facilitate the working of the Spirit in not only in the message, but also in the song. Yeah. And so, hey, I say all the help we can get, the better.
Amen.
So, yeah. If your pastor's struggling with that and you don't have a lot of music, you know, you can go to her website and get that stuff.
And I believe that's NatalieRainsMusic.com.
Yeah. And you can get that from her.
And she does also the sheet music. If you find an arrangement, she's got that. She does lessons online. Of course, the Rains Family Music is on there.
Yep.
So it's a great resource for you. Again, NatalieRainsMusic.com.
Such a blessing. Such a wonderful family.
They are. So we'll look forward to hearing all about that.
Yeah.
We also have something coming up, and this isn't in Carolina calendar yet, but I'll put it in there. The Transylvania County Department of Social Services is doing a Health Fair Expo. And this is going to be on July the 29th from 9 to 3 at, I believe that's the library address, 212 Gaston Street in Brevard. And they will have a lot of different vendors there. And the purpose is to give you information about the healthcare options that are available to you.
Okay.
So they've got a lot of different organizations that are going to be there. So again, that is coming up. I believe it's free to attend. It's the Transylvania County DSS Health Fair Expo on July 29th from 9 to 3 at 212 Gaston Street in Brevard.
Very good. Very good.
Well, traffic, I've heard you talking about it this morning.
Oy, oy. Yeah.
I think it's a little better than maybe it was earlier.
There was a major incident on Highway 64 mm-hmm. out here in Brightwater. Well, that's the area between Horseshoe and Lowell Park.
Okay.
And they had a tree come down. Well, it took a pole with it, broke a pole.
Oh, my.
And all the power lines were down on the ground and in the roadway. So it had traffic blocked early.
Oh, wow.
So all the morning commute on Highway 64 had to go either up Rugby and out. That's basically, and go out 191 and back into town. So that being said, that was a major ordeal early this morning. So,
mercy.
And then we had a couple wrecks on I-26 early. So,
well, I think the accidents have cleared up. I'm not seeing any of those icons, but you are very slow on I-26 westbound between the airport and, we'll say the French Broad River, the bridge there.
Yeah.
It's construction. It's crazy through there.
Boy.
I traveled 26 eastbound,
mm-hmm.
And they have done a major lane shift between the airport and Hendersonville exit.
Mm-hmm.
You're now going over into the complete opposite area. I think that's what they were doing when they had the shutdowns at night,
moving those big
barriers. So note, and they've got the big marquees up telling you major lane shift ahead. They really mean that. They weren't just, you know, exaggerating.
No.
They really meant it. No. So be careful as you're out and about.
Yeah, be safe.
Well, July 4th, hot dogs. Did you have a hot dog yesterday?
No, I did not. No, I didn't have a hot dog.
Well,
I had a hamburger.
Well, there you go. Okay, so you had
does that
some.
Count? Okay.
Well, we'll say it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they expected Americans just yesterday to eat 150 million hot dogs.
Yeah.
Alone.
150 million.
150 million hot dogs just yesterday. It's the single largest hot dog day of the year.
Mm.
And but we'll kind of take it a step further. They say that from Memorial Day to Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
they call that peak hot dog season.
So no supply chain problem there.
Apparently not. Because between Memorial Day and Labor Day, they expect Americans to eat 7 billion with a B, hot dogs.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, boy.
Americans spend more than $7.5 billion on hot dogs and sausages.
Wow.
Like the brats.
Yeah,
those.
Yeah.
$7.5 billion.
Well, I guess
the B dollars.
I guess that's the reason why now it is made as a sporting event on ESPN.
It is, and Joey Chestnut, who
is that his name?
That's his name.
Wow.
Competitive eater, which competitive eating is listed as a sport.
And it made ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He captured his 15th title yesterday at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. Mm. It makes my stomach hurt thinking about it. But he ate in what the 10-minute time frame? I think it's 10 minutes. He ate 63 hot dogs and buns.
Yeah, see, that's just the part that gets me.
Yeah.
I mean. Maybe just the hot dog, maybe by itself, maybe, but the buns with it.
Yeah, and they say.
Do they have any of the other condiments on it?
I think it's just plain. And if you watch, they dip it in water. They get the bread wet.
Yes.
So they. I don't think they chew. It can't be good for you.
No.
But yesterday, there was apparently some kind of protester that got up on the platform during competition.
Okay.
And Joey Chestnut took time away from his eating, grabbed the guy around his neck, threw him to the floor, and waited on somebody's security to come and get him, and then he went back to eating his hot dogs.
So you're not messing up my chances.
So he ate 63 and won, even though he did that.
Even though he subdued a protester.
But they said he was on record pace because his record is 76 hot dogs.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and he's probably skinny as a rail.
He's not a huge guy.
No.
But the ladies, they have a ladies competition. And this lady, for the 8th year in a row, she won.
Mm-hmm.
But she ate 40.
Phew. Mercy.
40 hot dogs and buns.
Yeah.
I'm just, bless.
That's what I say.
It draws a huge crowd,
mm-hmm.
and God bless you, more power to you, but wow.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think there's enough times to roll aid, Steve, and start helping me through that.
No, I don't know where, of course, I don't know where they put it all.
I don't
where
either.
Do you put it?
But they train for it, and there's like this whole science to it, and yeah, more power to you.
Yeah.
For us regular folks who eat a hot dog or two for the 4th of July or any time you eat a hot dog, they say the favorite topping for hot dogs remains mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get that.
And but they say that ketchup is second.
Mm-hmm.
But because of some etiquette thing, they say that grown-ups are not supposed to eat ketchup on your hot dog.
I know if you ask for it in some cities, they'll laugh at you.
Okay, I don't.
I mean, I'm serious. You go like to places like New York and Philly and places
ketchup.
Like that. You know, you don't ask for ketchup
because they take it
they
pretty
look at
serious.
Yeah,
their hot dog.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, matter of fact, I mean, there's things like, I know that slaw is a big deal.
Yep, slaw.
Onions.
Mm-hmm. Onions was right after ketchup.
Okay, so onions was next.
Mm-hmm.
Coleslaw.
Yep, that's on there.
And then, of course, relish.
Relish was right after onions.
Yeah, so I eat mine with chili.
That was the next one.
See, so I'm getting them in order here.
You are.
So that's the favorite. So chili. I'm.
You're making your hot dog.
So
here.
I'm making my own hot dog here, and I'm within the top five. So
you
I got
are.
Chili, mustard, and what did I say? Slaw.
Slaw.
So it can go the slaw thing.
Relish.
And no, chili, see? Mustard, relish is what. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can usually deal with that.
And onions again, and then cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cheese.
Sauerkraut. Not a big sauerkraut fan.
Nah.
Mayonnaise has it's on there.
Nah.
Bacon,
no.
Jalapenos, and then, of course, your coleslaw was there.
Now, I have seen people wrap their hot dogs in bacon and then put them on the grill.
Yeah, there's a lot of recipes
out there for that. They do that, yeah.
So I could probably go for that.
I might go for that.
Yeah, and did you know that there's actually a company that makes flat hot dogs? And it kind of looks like bologna.
Yeah.
But they say, no, it's still a hot dog.
Yeah.
But it's round, and they eat it on a hamburger bun.
I just wish that hot dog companies, see, I've never understood this, okay? Some companies started doing it. This is the irony in all this. Most hot dog companies in the past would put 10 hot dogs, and you get 8 buns.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, used to. That's the way it came. 10 hot dogs in a pack and 8 buns.
Yeah.
Then, for the life of me, when you make hot, when they make hot dog buns, you know, and they put they slice it on the side.
Right.
Okay. Well, by the time you put all that stuff on it, and you pick up the hot dog, it splits.
Oh yeah, eat it with a fork.
So, but there are some places that I've eat hot dogs that the buns come split on the top.
Yeah.
So the bulk of the bread is still intact underneath.
Yeah.
And my particular favorite place to eat in Hendersonville, a hot dog, is at the end of Canoga Road. There where...
Hot dog world.
Yeah. And so their buns, they have the ones split on the top. And they don't fall apart.
That way you can actually pick
it up. You actually pick it up and hold it and eat it without everything going all over the place.
Yeah.
So I think we all... we just need to all get on the same page. Make the same amount of buns with the same amount of hot dogs that come in the pack. And put the split on the top. I mean, am I on a soapbox? But somebody got to get this thing right at some point.
Well,
I've lived for 56 years and nobody's got this right yet.
You drop everything on your clothes because it falls apart and you just end up eating it with the fork.
Yeah. I don't know why it's on the side. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like eating hard shell tacos.
Those are a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Because your first bite, it breaks the rest of it.
It just goes everywhere. I mean, I get it, but it tastes good. But, I mean, you might as well just go ahead and make nachos at that point.
There you go.
Just crumble them up and put the hamburger and all that stuff on it and eat nachos at that point. Quit calling them hard shell tacos.
Yeah, it works for me. Let's do nachos.
So I got all the solutions to all the problems. Yes. After we've made you hungry.
There you go. It is lunchtime. Well, we got a couple of Swap Shop items for you here. 828-884-9427 if you have an item you'd like for us to get on.
All right. Here's for sale. Or no, excuse me. They're looking for a rear wheel to fit a B model Alice Chalmer tractor. 696-6098, 696-6098.
And we have some folks that are looking for a dog. They're looking for a pug breed, either a puppy or even an adult dog. They're just looking for a pug. 696-9041, 696-9041. And God bless all the little dogs and cats too, birds that were unnerved by not only did we have fireworks, but then we had thunder and lightning. Yeah. Especially Kodak.
Yeah.
She was in her little kennel back against the back thing. And I'm like, come out. She wouldn't come out. It was traumatic. But I hope and pray that folks had their dogs up. And I will say that if somehow maybe you have an outside dog, if they were spooked by all the noise and you're missing an animal, check with your local animal shelter or humane society first, because that's where a lot of folks will take them if they find an animal.
Yeah, for sure. Also, due to the date forecasted for last Saturday being rain, the neighborhood yard sale at Dodson Flats was rescheduled for this coming Saturday. And it starts at 8 o'clock, July the 9th. At Dodson Flats, it's located across from TVS on Old 64. If you got any questions, call them at 606-1506, 606-1506.
Two new tires. They are Super Cooper LSX 195-65 R15s, and it's $50 for the set. 577-9898, 577-9898.
A free lift chair. Call for details. 553-6734, 553-6734.
Kubota FZ2100 3-cylinder diesel zero-turn lawnmower. It's a good running mower, has about a little over 21,000 hours on it. And then also they have a 16-foot utility trailer with a loading ramp, and everything's in good condition. And they're asking $2,000 for that. So again, you got the zero-turn mower and the utility trailer. You can call or text. The number there, 384-4361. 384-4361 or 447-2627, 447-2627.
Yeah. While you're looking at that, I was going to mention, it was so good to hear Brother Reggie Sadler singing again, one of his first times back singing down at the Columbus Fire Department over the weekend.
Yeah.
I got to watch the video of that earlier today. Aww. Appreciate Brother James Metcalf and the folks down there at the fire department putting on that this weekend and inviting Brother Reggie to come. He sang yesterday, last night, and had a wonderful time there through the weekend. And it was just good to see him back on stage singing for the Lord. He was didn't have his family with him, but he was singing, and several people were there to listen and hear that. And so he was just sounding good as ever, and getting his strength back. And so thank the Lord for answered prayer, and I know he'd be thanking everybody for praying for him. And now he's back on the road after 2 years, and so praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, and as it stands right now, Brother Reggie and his family are tentatively scheduled to be in our area the end of August.
Cool.
For some special things. And thank you for praying for Miss Karen, Sister Karen Fox. She continues to regain her strength, and the recovery process, it's going to be a little bit. But thank you so much for your prayers for her. And again, if you'd like to send a card to Miss Karen, you're welcome to address it here.
Yeah, please do.
To WGCR, just put Attention Karen Fox, and that's 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. Also, pray for a gentleman that's being taken to the hospital, keeps trying to pass out, and they're not exactly sure what is going on there.
Oh,
so please remember him if you would.
Right.
And also, if you would remember several folks that are battling COVID.
Yeah.
It's reared its ugly head again. I
sure
don't know
has.
That it ever went away. But please pray. There's some folks that are really battling it, and we're trusting that the Lord will help them.
Yeah.
And there's several other unspoken objects.
Yeah,
of
the
prayer.
Lord knows the needs, and the Lord knows what we've got, what we have need of, even before we ask.
Amen.
And again, we just want to praise Him for. I just couldn't. I mean, when I preached on Sunday, I wanted to just couldn't thank the Lord enough for the freedom to be able to stand and declare the truths of God's word, and all the men across our country that stood in pulpits and have the freedom to do so.
Yeah.
And when you see those freedoms being eroded away around the world, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, and the freedom to stand.
Yeah.
And so thank God for it. And keep on fighting a good fight.
Amen.
Amen.
And we'll look forward to meeting you back here tomorrow.
Yep.
God bless you. Have a great afternoon.